Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us and joining us every week. And kind of fun, Don.
Yes.
I just, you know, you sit back and look at this and you're like, wow, what an empire we've... No, never mind.
Don't stretch it.
No.
Your hat's going to fall off your head.
We got some fun stuff coming up. We got Rob Breesline from Outdoor News. We're going to talk about some legislation. We're going to talk about a gentleman that decided to make a rowing trip, which is entertainment. And something going on out in Lake Erie, I think, probably unless you've been under a rock, you never heard about it. But other than that, that's going to be the show for today. Going to be kind of fun. Hang out. We'll be right back.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
As the saying goes, Don, good day.
Good day.
Yep, for sure. And lots going on in the outdoors.
There actually are. It's, you know, well, I mean, there's a lot of anglers putting their boats in now.
Mm-hmm. The feed bag is
starting to work.
Yeah. Tough summer.
Well, yeah, midsummer. You know, I mean, it's, you know, in my case, it would depend upon what puddle I was fishing.
I didn't get a chance to fish a lot of puddles this summer, but next year it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
Just saw a report, and granted, you know, we're in the Mississippi River area. Saw a report that this is a record low for the Mississippi River right now. They've stopped some shipping traffic right now because it is a record and they cannot get ships through or the barges through.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know we had a riverboat here last week, and I happened to have a chance to listen to the captain.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, they have a new levee wall here in Red yep. Wing anyway, and they're bringing the boat up. They're a big boat. He was able to get it snugged up to the
levee
wall.
Yep.
But he said he could tell. He literally had to slip the boat back about 100 feet to find a spot where he could push it over, because otherwise he was hitting mud on the bottom. So, and they draft 7 feet, so.
I trust me, fishing that spot, I know exactly where he's at. There's a couple humps that come up, and mud is right there.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, not a good thing. Not a good thing.
But I did hear, you know, I had a friend sent me a text today, because there's a, I'd like to get out on the river one more time, maybe catch some perch or some panfish, And he said they did really well down south end of, in our case, Lake Pepin, mm-hmm. South of Wabasha there. So they caught a 5-gallon pail of perch.
Nice.
9 to 12 inch, which are nice perch.
Yeah, I think I'm going to head out to Lake Minnetonka later today and go nab some fish.
Sure.
Which is a friend of mine is out there, does some guiding, and he's like, come on out.
Sure, well.
Twist my arm.
Yeah, I think you got a cold front moving in, so good luck. Well.
It'll be 60 and sunny. You know what?
Have you ever dealt with a cold front before?
Never done that, Don. Never, ever, ever done that.
I think we witnessed that up in Cabotogama.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice. And that's actually part, you didn't know this, but it's actually part of the tip this week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fall fishing can be variable. You can have, you know, we'll have nice weather all the way through till November. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it'll get cool,
right.
But then it'll warm up. You'll have some beautiful, beautiful days. And the big thing is you have to be diverse. You have to be aware that one method that worked last week may not cut it this next week. So be aware, crankbaits, jigging wraps, ripping wraps, three-way rigs, mix it up, move slow, move fast. You may be using a twister tail, you know, on the river you can run two baits on one line. A lot of times it's called a Dubuque rig, that kind of thing. So that's going to be one of those real interesting methodologies to try moving slowly through a pot of fish or on a break line. So be aware, they will move. If you're in a river situation, the fish are moving constantly. If you're in a lake, understand that, hey, maybe they've moved to the weeds, maybe they've moved off to the deeper edges, whatever that might be, if you have turnover. So be aware of those things, and don't be afraid to change it up. But caught what you caught yesterday, if the bite goes south, look for something close by to change it up and see what comes with. So look for water.
Be versatile.
Yeah. You have.
That's half the fun of fishing, though. It's one, it's finding the fish, and then trying to figure out what it's going to take to get them go.
Yeah, the tough part sometimes is you only have limited time, Don. Right. And that's what's the frustrating part when it comes down to that. You only have so much time to do it.
You're still fishing.
I know.
You might not be doing some catching, but you're still fishing.
Hey, real quickly, Don, you sent me a story about a week and a half ago about a hunting dog.
Oh, yeah.
That got, shall we say it was attacked by some wolves in Wisconsin.
Right.
Well, I just got word. Follow-up story to a story we didn't do. They are actually going to be trapping that pack.
Of wolves?
Yep, because they're too familiar with humans. Officials have confirmed that the wolf from the Bear Bluff pack, Jackson County, that injured the German Shorthair Pointer, on the 18th of September, said the pack has become too familiar with humans and will be trapped. Reports indicate that the wolf approached a hunter within 50 feet when he got in his vehicle, was right in front of the vehicle, believed to be the first verified attack by wolves on a bird hunting dog in a bird hunting situation. A lot of incidents and close approaches to people by the pack, and there has been extensive work by the DNR and Wildlife Service to create aversive conditioning and attempt to haze the wolves away from cranberry beds and areas with human activity, been unsuccessful. And that Bear Bluff pack responsible for the attacks included five wolves from last winter and a yearling female, an adult female, and they had the collared one in the pack. So they can
locate them because they're collared.
Yep.
My question is, I wonder where they'll go with them.
Yeah, and it did not come out.
They didn't say.
No, it did not.
You drop them off deep in the woods in Canada, and it'll be a while before they find their way back.
No doubt in my mind. And, you know, that's one of those things with the wolf situation or releasing them. They better pick someplace far, far away.
Yep.
Otherwise, they will find their way back. Speaking of finding their way back, we are going to be right back. And we're going to be talking with Mr. Rob Driesline from Outdoor News and some cool stuff that's going on out there in the world. See you shortly. Bye.